Well, welcome to The Punt, where we try to put a little bit of giddy-up into your weekend. I'm Steve Butler, and this is Jay Rooney.
G'day, Butts.
Well, mate, Digby, not here this week. He's luxuriating in his riches from last week, all the great tipping he did over on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, he's probably celebrating his win with Red Paddy at Belmont on Wednesday as well. So
Did everything, didn't he?
Yeah, and I'm trying to fill his shoes this week, so we'll see how we go.
Well, he's got small and very unattractive feet, so they shouldn't be too hard to fill, but we'll give it a crack. Before we go into the tips, lucky grey this week, we lost the great champion from the track, not in real life, but retired from racing. Disappointing to see him go, and as a mark of respect, we're going for the blue armband. So lucky grey, what a superstar.
Yeah, 2.69 million he won, three group ones, only the second horse to win two railway stakes. He won at Kingston Town as well. Just one of the greats of all time, really. His prize money earnings puts him up just behind Scenic Shot and Northerly in terms of WA racing, so you can't argue that he's one of the all-time greats.
Absolute Northampton flyer, and to all the mob who owned him, good luck to you. He was a great champion, and we all loved watching him. Well, Jay, let's have some Group 1 tipping from you. Vega Magic Race 4, you're pretty much a big chance on the program tomorrow.
Yeah, he's a sure price favourite, and he's deservedly so. He's probably one of the rising stars of WA racing at the moment. He's won 5 of 8. His first two runs this time back in were a little bit suspect. He's worked his way up to top fitness, and last start he bolted in by 5.5 lengths. He put the older horses to the sword. And, he could be a replacement for Lucky Grey in the next sort of 12 to 24 months. And really excited to see how he goes tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. He absolutely belted him last start, and I think he'll be doing the same again tomorrow in a reasonable field. Jay, what's your best on the program a little bit earlier in the day?
Yeah, I like Tradesman in race 3. I think his form's impeccable. His last start win was really strong. I think he's drawn barrier 2 here, so he'll get a soft run again. With Aaron Mitchell on, brings his weight down from the 60 kilos to 58, so that's a good move there. I think he's a horse on the up as well, and around the $2.45 mark, he's a pretty good bet.
And he had a nice each way later in the day.
Yeah, windswept, I think, up to 1,200 metres is the key for him. His first two runs back from injury, over 1,000 metres, he's placed in both of them, not far off some pretty good horses there. But up to 1,200 metres, I think, really suits, and he's drawn barrier 3 to get a soft run there as well.
Well, I was very tempted to go a roughie in race 2, number 9, you watching me, up in class, but a pretty reasonable run last start. But I'm going to stick with Universal Law, Perth race 7, number 3, absolutely in sensational form, and I think he'll be winning again tomorrow, Jay.
For sure, yeah, he's a great chance. The cobbler in that race has a bit of a weight pull on him, but Universal Law, a very good horse, and hopefully backs up in the Belmont Guineas next week, so he's a top horse for sure.
Well, Jay, thanks for dropping in. You've had some unbelievable class to our show.
Well, just doing my best, mate. We'll see how we go.
It's all you can do. It's all you can do, mate. Whatever your punt this weekend, make sure you have a beauty.